now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves. Because I may as well tell you folks that old Ruby there with the gun, he's pretty nervous and jumpy. He's got the itch between his fingers. Let's everybody stay where they are.
All right, nobody move. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You can use the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take it to you each and every day. And if you're in your car, you're traveling around, you know how you can find us. But it's all about radio on the go. If you're in your office already, if you're at home, you're doing a little chores, maybe it's your day off, falls in the back end of the week instead of on the weekend. You want to have your radio while you're doing a little spring planting. Guess what? We're there for you. It's about the platforms. It's about the devices. And Joe likes to explain it to you.
I sure do, Bob. I have a lot of devices, and I take advantage of grabbing the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and taking it with me on the go. And you can do it a number of ways, not the least of which is sportsbyline.com, our award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, as well as a wealth of archived interviews on our homepage. Check all that and more out at sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Apple, be it PC, or go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Versatile app you can download to any device you can think of. Lots of on-demand content, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
Indeed, they do, and we are honored to be a part of the American Forces Radio Network. I got to tell you, a long-time relationship. We hope it continues for a long time.
Well, we're going to continue our NBA talk. Len Green joins us next. He's from the Basketball Insiders. His thoughts on all things NBA playoffs next here on the Attack. Keep it where it is.
The whole process of buying a home, it was terrifying. We didn't know if it was even something that we could plausibly do. But having this estimate from Zillow, in which they kind of calculate out what the approximate value of that house maybe should be, it took all that kind of scary risk away. I can't tell you how much happier we are having a place of our own.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at 20% off more than 50 varieties of easy-to-install North American and European laminate, like painted mountain oak and vintage acacia. And we've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Get solid wide plank antique oak for just $199 or solid hickory for $299. And it's your last chance to grab hardwood clearance deals from our famous April sale. Better get it before it's gone. Plus, special financing for the best deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Joined by Lang Green from the Basketball Insiders. We're happy to have him here in the Attack. And good morning, Lang. Thanks for joining us.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Oh, we're doing fine today. How about yourself? You down in Atlanta?
Down in Atlanta, man. Just battling a little Friday morning traffic. But, you know, everything's all good. A lot of stuff going on with the NBA. So, it's keeping me occupied these days.
Well, where would you like to start? You want to back it up and go to Golden State, or you want to start in the Eastern Conference?
I'll tell you what, man. I know everybody probably wants to hear about Golden State, so we can go ahead and get into that.
Well, last night they take the loss. And as Joe and I were discussing, a little bit surprisingly, but James Harden putting Houston on his back and getting it done. But we think of it as the bump in the road as opposed to the reality of what's going to go on forward in this series.
No doubt about it. This is just a bump. I mean, I had the Warriors in a sweep, but of course you can't predict if Steph Curry is going to tweak his ankle or not. But I have to give credit to the Rockets for actually forcing Steve Kerr to consider playing Steph Curry quicker than probably you would have expected. We looked at the first two games in the series. It looked like the Warriors were going to just run roughshod over the Rockets. But the Rockets went home, jumped out on them early, held on late. You have to give the Rockets a little bit of credit for not only necessarily getting into the playoffs and showing, you know, that fortitude, but actually dealing. The Warriors are a very rare loss.
You know, and it's interesting. The Warriors really, in looking at this game, Lang, and then we'll move on to some other action, but they brought their C game from a level of intensity to execution, and yet they almost won the game. I give the Rockets credit for actually coming out and showing some heart because I really thought they were going to lay down. But I'm kind of like you. I don't really think this changes anything as far as the complexion of the series. I expect the Warriors to dispatch the Rockets rather quickly.
Yeah, sometimes you wake up a sleeping giant, and I think this is what's going to happen here. Whether Stephen Curry plays or not, I don't see the Rockets winning another game. I think looking at last night, you had Klay Thompson, who was off from the field 7-20. Draymond Green only attempted 9 shots. He was more involved. This is the Warriors team that, you know, had success without Stephen Curry in game 2. They just sleepwalked a little bit into Houston. Just a rare off night for them. I don't see this, you know, continuing. But, you know, shout out to the Rockets. Done when he could have just laid down.
Well, let's take it east, young man. Let's take it east. Cleveland so far pretty impressive, and the big three, and Joe and I had a lot of debate on this over the course of the regular season as to let it get to the playoffs. I want to see the three guys play together. Thus far, it's been pretty impressive as far as the Cavaliers.
The Cavaliers have been getting it done, but I also caution people, listen, they're playing the Detroit Pistons. They're playing a Pistons team without a lot of playoff experience. And you have to keep that in mind. LeBron James come playoff time. He knows what's going on. Here's a guy that's, you know, a 5-straight NBA Finals right now, could be 6. He's on an incredible run in the Detroit. He's strapping that team to his back. He's never failed to get out of the first round. You kind of expect that he's going to will his counterpart. I'm looking at the Cavaliers when they start facing rough times, that adversity. Everything is easy when you're skating, you know, when you're beating the team you're supposed to beat. But when you get to those rough patches, and I'm talking about the semifinals and the West and the Eastern Conference Finals, that's when you're going to truly see if Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love are up to the task.
Well, Lang, let's talk about some teams they might face in the Eastern Conference Finals, and for that matter, as we move along, the Eastern Conference Semifinals. But I want to start with Toronto. After a Game 1 loss, you started saying to yourself, boy, same old Raptors when it comes to the postseason. They can't buy a playoff win. They managed to win after playing pretty solid in Game 2. They go to Indiana, and it was almost like, we can breathe again, and we'll just play basketball. And they showed how much better they are than the Indiana Pacers. Your thought on this Raptors group, which to me is a deep and extremely talented group that is growing together and is really going to be on the come over the next couple of years.
I'll tell you what, you make a great point. With the Raptors, it's never been about their physical talent. I mean, this is a team with a dynamic backcourt. You know, Jones Valanciunas is down on the inside, a great threat, have a decent bench. It's all about the mental aspect of the game. And a lot of time, you know, especially last year, they get down in the series, and now it's like, oh boy, this can be like the previous year. And they want to be taken out straight times in the first round. But this year, we thought we saw that again with Indiana jumping on in the game one, but I like the way this team rebounded there. And it looks like they got that mental block off of them. But we'll see going forward. I mean, you know, Indiana still has a chance, you know, to get one there and make things a little interesting going back to Toronto. But I like the way the Raptors are headed. Looks like they have control of the series from a momentum standpoint. And finally, they can get that monkey off their back. We could see a Toronto versus Cleveland Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, you know, a group that we've been very impressed with just because of the coaching and the fact that they've been putting together has been the Boston Celtics. And yet they run into a buzzsaw against Atlanta, who's really on a roll right now. And, of course, Boston gets the key injury. And isn't that the weakness of the team? The fact of the matter is the whole is greater than the sum of the parts involving the Celtics.
Yes, I mean, and here's the thing about Boston. People forget the Atlanta Hawks have been to the playoffs about 9 straight times. And that's 9 straight appearances for Al Horford. Tip T came a year after that. Paul Millsap jumped into the fray. This is a battle-tested group. Regardless of their regular season woes, I knew Boston would be kind of upside down in this series against the Hawks because of that experience factor. You've got to remember, the Celtics are still a very young team. People think they were arrived a year or two ahead of schedule, and they have a lot of draft picks and a lot of pieces to still add to that unit. So going forward, this is going to be one of those, you know, future squads of the Eastern Conference. But against the Hawks, you factor in Avery Bradley's injury. It's going to be very, very tough for them to recover. But they head home tonight. Let's see if they can get something done against the Hawks. I don't see them pulling out the series. I think the Hawks, once they get up 2-0, even though they've been kind of inconsistent, I think they can still get the job done.
Those are the dulcet tones of Lang Green from the Basketball Insiders joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. I want to talk about Miami. They're not far down the road from you in Atlanta, but, boy, they closed out the regular season in terrific fashion. They've been even better thus far in the playoffs against a Charlotte team that makes its bones with defense, yet has played none against the Miami Heat. Now Charlotte loses Nicholas Batum for the rest of this playoff round. You expect Miami to dispatch Charlotte rather quickly going forward here?
Rather quickly. I think the Charlotte Hornets are toast. They're not going to recover from this. Batum was a key for them because of his versatility offensively and defensively. But like you said, listen, the Charlotte Hornets have been a great defensive team all regular season. But there's a difference between regular season defense and postseason defense. And when you start talking about the calling card of the Miami Heat the past 5-6 years under Eric Spoelstra, even when Pat Riley was on the bench coaching that team, it has been a rugged, physical, you know, submissively draining, intense type of game that they play. And no matter who they play against, they're going to just impose their will on you. The only thing about the Heat is they're playing without a guy like Chris Bosh, of course. But on the inside, they have Hassan Whiteside, Dwayne Wade actually playing a lot this year, Goran Dragic. I mean, this is a Heat team that no one wants to play because they're physical. And in this day and age with floor spacing and a lot of finesse basketball, no one wants to play against a team that's going to get up in your shadow, up inside your shorts, and actually play hard-nosed defense for 48 minutes. And that gives the Miami Heat an edge to be a wild card as we start transitioning to the rest of the playoff slate.
You know, Joe and I were talking Oklahoma City, and it's just that tantalizing talent that's there and the inability to get back to the finals. Is this the year with perhaps this being the last roundup of this group as constituted? Will they and can they get it done?
I don't think the state should get to the finals. I mean, first and foremost, you have San Antonio and you have Golden State. I see Oklahoma City doing what they need to do against the Mavericks. That's such a deep two, but they took their foot off the pedal a little bit. They expected the Mavericks to lay down, which they didn't. But they regained control last night. They start just from a talent standpoint, from a pace standpoint, from an execution standpoint, they're just miles ahead of the Dallas Mavericks, and you're seeing that. So you have to give them credit for, you know, getting to pull off under their belt. When you start talking about trying to get to the next level, get back to the finals like they did in 2012, I just don't see it happening. Not this year. They're missing that defensive piece. And then, of course, down the stretch, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant have not shown a consistent ability to close games out without mental mistakes. And we saw it in game two against Dallas. And when you start talking about teams like San Antonio and Golden State, they are going to magnify any type of weaknesses that you put out there, especially late in games. That's where those teams thrive. I don't see Oklahoma City getting over the hump. Not this year.
Final one from me before we let you go, Lang. I mean, there's really no point in talking about San Antonio and Memphis. Memphis is, they're trying hard, but they're so undermanned, and San Antonio doesn't let anybody up off the deck. I think we all know that one's going to be done early. I want to talk about the Clippers a little bit. They seem to be peaking at the right time, and they're dominating a Portland team that I thought could give them a little trouble. And they're taking away the two things that really are Portland's calling card. Portland usually wins the battle in the backcourt, and they usually win the battle on the offensive boards. Through two games in that series, they've done neither. Does Portland have any chance when this thing goes to their building to kind of get back into this one, or are the Clippers really clicking on all cylinders and they're going to make this one a short series too?
I'll tell you what, the Portland Trail Blazers have been making me equal all year. Before we even entered the season, I was saying that this team was a lottery-bound team. I didn't believe that they could rebound after losing LaMarcus Aldridge, Nicholas Batum, Wesley Matthews, and Robin Lopez in one offseason. But Damian Lillard has proven to be a guy that you can build a franchise around. Now, heading into the playoffs, I didn't think the Trailblazers were as upside down as a lot of people thought against the Clippers. However, through the first two games, you have to give a lot of credit to Los Angeles. You have Chris Paul playing at a high level. You know, they're working Blake Griffin back after missing a lot of games. But I still believe that the Portland Trailblazers are going to push this series to at least six. And if they can get it there, who knows what can happen in game seven.
Lang, your insight's always spot on. I really do appreciate it. Again, if you want more of Lang Green, you got to check him out at the Basketball Insiders. It's basketballinsiders.com. Lang, thanks so much for a few, man. We'll do it again real soon.
Listen, it's not the playoffs until I get on the Spano and Black Attack, man. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Lang. Bye-bye now. That was Lang Green joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. He's from the Basketball Insiders. Go there, basketballinsiders.com. He does some great work. On the other side, Bob, we'll take a quick look ahead to tonight's action and kind of also look at some of the coaching changes and everything else in the NBA before we move on to Jake Arrieta's no-hitter. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. Your call's at 800-878-PLAY, but keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Lang brings great stuff, man. Talk about energy. Woof.
Lang's always a lot of fun. Know him very, very well, Bob, and I wanted to get him in the fold here on the Spano and Black Attack, and we will continue to do that throughout the NBA playoffs. We'll have him on leading up to the NBA draft and all kinds of fun.
Yep, good guy.
All right, what do you say? You want to weigh in with our thoughts quickly on tonight's action a little bit? You know, there's three games on the slate tonight. We're not going to take you all the way through the weekend, and then we'll get into some of the bigger picture stuff, the couple of changes in the coaching front. And then before time expires, as I like to say, we will get to Jake Arrieta and his no-no.
Yep, hopefully before we expire.
I think we have at least a few minutes.
Cleveland at Detroit. And look, I mean, Cleveland's talent is showing. Detroit's lack of offense is showing. It's 0-2, as we're fond of saying. You got to lose one at home before the series starts. I'm curious about this game tonight. I think Detroit has one little burst left in them to make it a little bit interesting for Cleveland. I don't know that they're going to win tonight, but I think it's going to be a really tight game.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a tight game. I think a lot of what you said is spot on. The talent edge is with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Detroit's on their way. They're on their come under Stan Van Gundy. They're good and they're young. But their lack of bench scoring, their lack of prowess from the perimeter, it's going to be the difference. I don't know if Detroit steals one here or they steal one later on in this series, because I'm not convinced it's necessarily a Cavalier sweep. I think at home, Detroit will get one of these games. But you can see where they're headed in Detroit. Andre Drummond is a great center. They just need some more pieces. They need a couple of bench players so that the bench is more productive. And, you know, we saw that. They tried to trade for Dante Mantaonis, and he failed their physical. Maybe they should have considered making the deal if you see what he's done in Houston as far as being a piece off the bench. That said, you know, they lack bench production, and normally they lack acumen shooting the three. It's been their Achilles heel all year. When they have gotten that production, it makes them tough. So maybe if all the stars line up right, they can steal a game. They're not without talent. They're still a year or two away from being a truly elite team in the East. Well, Cleveland's an elite team right now, who, if anything, their window's closing, depending on what happens this offseason. They're going to eventually advance. I can't see them losing more than one game. But I think they'll continue to be taxed to at least a degree by the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, I think that's fair all the way around. Atlanta, Boston, same thing, basically. I mean, Atlanta's the better basketball team as far as the talent goes. You know, Brad Stevens can coach his ass off, as we've talked about, and just the fact that he has an ability to rally this team, I think it falls into the same category as Detroit in that they'll probably win a game at home. But with the injuries, to be fair, it there's just not enough talent there. And they're a team on the come. And one thing we didn't have a chance to get into with Lang is the fact that you and I are in accord. This is a basketball team that literally they need to sort the deck chairs post-draft and post-free agency this year and start making definitive decisions on who's going to stay, who's going to go, so they can take that next step within the Eastern Conference. It has to happen after this season.
Well, I think they're past that point, having made the playoffs in back-to-back years. It's now about upgrading talent in specific spots, addressing those needs, getting star power. And obviously, when you see the guys they bring in, it's kind of going to take care of itself. They're going to have a specific plan in place. They're not where the Orlando Magic are, where they keep acquiring pieces, then eventually they're going to sort out deck chairs. They're far beyond that. You know, Boston's big problem, they're not an extremely talented group, and they lose two pieces out of their rotation, one a very big piece, one also an important piece, and they don't have the answers to replace them. They have no answer to replace Avery Bradley. There's nobody on that roster that's available that has the complete skill set that he has. They have a couple of guys that have a piece of his skill set, but the things they don't do well, they do horribly, and they're hard to keep out on the floor. So that kills him, number one. And everybody forgets about Kelly Olynyk. He's maybe their best three-point shooter. He doesn't take the most of them, but he's very efficient taking the three. He can stretch the floor, and he's also their best interior defender as far as a big. You know, he can go out and chase stretch players that are big guys, and he can also defend in the post, and he's very good at not picking up fouls. Missing those two guys, and Bradley's definitely out, and it looks like Kelly Olynyk's probably not going to play either tonight, as it stood yesterday.
Right.
So with those two guys out, they're doomed, because as you said, their talent's not as good as a lot of teams they play in the postseason anyway. Now you take one starter and perhaps their second-best player and another rotation player and certainly one of their top eight players out of their lineup, they don't have a chance against a Hawks team that's extremely well-coached in their own right. And as Lang said, they've been to the playoffs every year. They've been down this road a million times. So, again, with the injuries and everything else, despite the fact that Brad can coach his rear end off, this is going to be a pretty short series. I'd be shocked if Boston gets more than one here.
Yeah, I think they can steal the one, but that's about it. Let's go out west, San Antonio, Memphis. Well, poor Memphis.
All right, we're done. That was easy.
Yeah.
You know, and it sounds like we're picking on Memphis, and I think I can speak for you here. I think we're doing anything but picking on Memphis. We applaud Dave Yoger and his group for being gutty, giving everything they do have. The problem is they just don't have much.
Right.
It's they're doing anything but laying down. They fight and fight and fight and fight and fight and battle and scrap, and they try to do the very best they can to figure out a way to survive. But, you know, they're showing up to a gunfight with a spoon.
Yeah.
Now, forget a knife. They're showing up with a spoon. They don't have a chance. They're so completely overmatched, and, you know, they're a 12-point underdog in their own building. The biggest question I'm left to ask, and I'll ask this one, it's kind of whimsical and fun in the remaining minutes, and then on the other side we'll get to the coaching moves and we'll get to Jake Arrieta. If you're a Memphis Grizz fan and you live in Memphis and nobody beats the – although it's Friday night, nobody beats the Grizz.
There you go.
But that said, you're a Memphis Grizzlies fan, you live in Memphis, and you have a ticket. You going to bother to go tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
I have to ask just because.
No. I'll tell you why.
It's so lopsided.
It is lopsided. But you know something, and we've talked about it throughout the series and actually throughout the season when the injuries started happening. this team has earned the respect of not only the casual basketball fan and the fan, people like us who do this for a living, but certainly their hometown fan. If you can't appreciate what this team has done just to get to the playoffs, then you don't know a damn thing about basketball. They don't belong in the playoffs. They're not as good as half the teams that didn't make the playoffs. As far as a pure talent aspect of it goes, they fought and scrapped their way in there. Good coaching, a solid clubhouse, locker room. You know, nobody's bitching and moaning about what's gone on. They recognize it is what it is, and they have to deal with it. If I'm a fan, I'm coming out. I'm paying my respects.
You sound like you're going to a funeral.
Well, you are.
Actually, that's over the weekend, game four.
Well, this is the wake, not the funeral.
All right. Fair enough, Bob. On the other side, we'll get into the coaching changes. I think one team may have got it right. I think one team may have got it dead wrong. But if you listen to the show a lot, you know what we're thinking. And then we'll get to the no-no by Jake Arrieta. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black Flippin'.
The whole process of buying a home, it was terrifying. We didn't know if it was even something that we could plausibly do. But having this estimate from Zillow, in which they kind of calculate out what the approximate value of that house maybe should be, it took all that kind of scary risk away. I can't tell you how much happier we are having a place of our own.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
And there you go. And you got everything you wanted.
Roddy Piper, boy. he was one of a kind. I don't know if you ever had the opportunity to meet Roderick Toombs, boy, but he was a character.
And he sounded amazingly like Tom Hanks.
You know, he had a
league of their own.
You want to talk about a hard scrabble life and
Yeah.
There was a guy who was on his own at 15, and he started, you know, he started professional wrestling at 15. I mean, he was, and you know, when you have to go into those locker rooms as a kid, it's a rough road, but you want to talk about a guy who in many ways came out the other side and was pivotal to some of the great moments in pro wrestling history as the ultimate antagonist. That was one Rowdy Roddy Piper, and everybody, yeah. Everybody who's a fan of the game of professional wrestling misses Rowdy Roddy Piper a lot, as he was, you know, a real character on screen and one hell of a family man off screen. You know, you always hear the exploits of these guys on the road and the ring rats and everything else. Same wife, same family. He may have liked to knock one back, amongst other things, but he was always up in Oregon when he had some downtime with his wife and his kids.
Well said. Well said.
I thought so. I like Roddy. I always did. I had a lot of respect for him. And he was a heck of a fun guy and a legit tough guy because he was a hell of a boxer, too. People don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, people didn't know that.
He was an amateur boxer and a very good one at that. You know, people don't realize that. They actually also think he's Scottish, which he wasn't. He's actually Canadian. He has Scottish ancestry, but he's actually a Canadian.
Yes.
Story for another day. But now would probably be a good time to set the stage, 800-878-PLAY. Twitter at Span56, at BobBlack71, at SportsByLineUSA. If you want to get involved in any of the number of things we've discussed in the world of the NBA, whether it be Toronto coming back to life, Houston making a stand, just any of the number of things. They're all out there in their fair game at 800-878-PLAY. But, Bob, we promised everybody last segment that we would get to the coaching changes. And Tom Thibodeau is in Minnesota not only as the head coach, but he's also the president of basketball operations and, in essence, taking the late Flip Saunders' job. And he's not only going to be the guy that is the head coach on the sidelines, he's now not going to have to fight with the front office because he's the man in charge of the front office, and Scott Layden's going to be in there as his GM and be like his chief second, as it were, and help him organize all the things necessary for a general manager to do while the man in charge is on the sidelines.
Yeah, no question about it, and I think it's a terrific hire by the Timberwolves. This team was behind the eight ball from Jump Street, Joe, with Flip passing away right before the season started, and just there was no chance for this team to succeed. There's an incredible amount of young talent on this basketball team. Tom Thibodeau was going to make that talent gel, and it will play, and this team will make the playoffs next year.
Okay. Boy, that's a bold statement. It ain't that easy. They got a lot of teams to pass. They're on their way. And I like Tibbs an awful lot as a coach, and he'll add pieces to this mix because I think he knows basketball. He has never run a front office. But that said, Scott Layden, a veteran in there, I think they'll be able. And there's not that many pieces to add. As we've talked about, Andrew Wiggins is an emerging star who can not only do it on the bounce, do it down low, also do it from deep. You know, he scored 20 points a game this past season. You know, 3.6 rebounds, a couple of assists. There's a lot more to his game than we've already seen, but he's on his way to stardom. And Karl-Anthony Towns, he developed faster than we all even thought possible. I mean, what a year he had. 18.3 points a game, 10.5 rebounds, 2 assists, almost 2 blocks. He's terrific. You know, and then you got complimentary players like Zach LaVine and Shabazz Muhammad. They're terrific complimentary players. Ricky Rubio is there. Georgie Niang, who I like an awful lot. Nikola Pekovic, if he could ever get healthy, might be a piece. There's a lot of pieces there. They've got an awful lot to work with. What they lack right now is some depth, some veteran leadership. They've got to round this team out. And that's what Tom Thibodeau will do with another lottery pick, and it'll be near the top of the draft and in the offseason by making some key free agent acquisitions. I have to see how it all shakes out before I make the bold proclamation that they make the playoffs because, you know, the West is always tough, Bob.
Yes, it
is. And they're in the always tough West. So it'll be interesting to see how this all shakes out, but he certainly has hopped on the train at the right time. And it'll be interesting to see how this young team takes to him, because here's where I'll caution you a little bit. Thibodeau is a tough personality with a big ego. Could these young players bristle at Tom Thibodeau despite his success in Chicago? There was no ultimate success. There was good success, but not ultimate success. Might his tough and demanding ways not be received well by this young group, and as a result, maybe this doesn't work?
Entirely possible, but here's why I think it will. He will never let these guys become complacent. They had young guys on this team with not much direction. They had a horrible year. However, with all due respect to Kristaps Porzingis, Karl-Anthony Towns should be and will be the rookie of the year. Wiggins is already a star. You mentioned Georgie Dang, who is, you know, a first-rate player, just very under-heralded. They've got the talent there. There's no direction and hasn't been. This time it was circumstance. We get that. He's not going to let it happen. Will the personality great? Absolutely. But the commitment of the organization to Thibodeau, not only is the coach, but the guy that runs the whole shebang, that's a message to the players. He ain't going anywhere. So if you're going to play on this basketball team, you're going to do it his way. The biggest question mark to me, Joe, is what the hell do they do with Ricky Rubio? I don't know that he lasts with Tom Thibodeau. And you mentioned, you know, not having the ultimate success in Chicago. Let's realize when they were at their peak and they had the ability to get over the top, his best player was always hurt. He never had him on the basketball court. That was a big setback for them.
Come on, I left it wide open for you when I criticized Tom Thibodeau. You know, they all wanted him out. Players bristled. Fights with with the front office.
And look
out
what
he goes. And in goes the major, Fred Hoiberg. No offense to Freddie Hoiberg, but right. They didn't make the playoffs this year. The defense took a step back. And by the way, we all talked about Tibbs' defensive focus, not much of an offensive coach. Guess what else took a step back this year? The offense.
That's right.
Under the freewheeling, you know, mayor, Fred Hoiberg. So, and the team and the young players there bristled, or all the players there bristled. There's a lack of direction and a lack of accountability. Fred's too easy on us. So,
yep.
You know, sometimes
you don't realize what you have until it's gone.
There can be a case that Tibbs can wear on you, but the realities are he left and Chicago actually took major steps backwards this year. I think it's a good fit. I don't know that it's a perfect fit, but I definitely think it's a very, very good fit. And he happened to take one of the plum jobs in the NBA right now. And you're all saying it's the Timberwolves. We talked about all the young talent. Another pick in the lottery. Opportunity in the offseason to go do some shopping in free agency. Mm-hmm. Now you've got, you know, you got the full control that you crave. They're off and running. You know, let's see how long it takes Tibbs to get this team to turn the corner. In the always tough West, it may take a while, but I think they picked the right man, and I think he picked the right place to go. I think it's a very good marriage. Again, could these young players bristle at him? Absolutely. But, you know, I think a lot of people will look at what happened in Chicago after he left and say, you know what, maybe his way is the right way.
Well, you know, you left that door open. I understand why you did. I was more concerned about the future as opposed to the past. But I'll ask you this question. And we talked about Durant and Westbrook as two of the 10 best players in the NBA. Could we be making the same statement about Karl-Anthony Towns and Wiggins 5 years from now?
Might even be less than that. I'll give you a short answer. Yeah, you could be. And I don't even think it'll take 5 years. How's that?
All right. No, it's a great answer because I happen to feel the same way. And I think if he has that level of talent and it's surrounded by guys like Zach LaVine and Georgie and whatever they end up with at the point guard. And don't forget, Ty Jones did a nice job on the back end of this season, and he really was pushing Rubio for playing time. This is a team that's right on the cusp talent-wise. How they respond, well, we know it's the NBA. All teams respond differently. But right. I think they got the right guy in the right place at the right time, and you're going to see very fast results.
Okay. I'm a little more temperate on the results just because of the depth of talent in the NBA and how young this team is. But I definitely think they got the right guy. And before too long, you know, the Tom Thibodeau way will pay dividends. I agree wholeheartedly. On the other hand, move I'm not so optimistic on, Scotty Brooks, 5 years, $35 million to go coach the Washington Wizards. This was one of those plum jobs in the NBA, and I think you could have had almost anybody you wanted. It's a big city, Washington, D.C. Loads of cap money available now, finally, after a few questionable deals that tied up some cap money. But they got a ton of cap money. They've got young stars in John Wall and Bradley Beal and players like Otto Porter and Kelly Oubre. They've got a lot of young talent, along with a veteran center who's actually a pretty good post player. This was one of those plum jobs. I don't know that Scotty Brooks is the answer to me because he showed his coaching limitations in Oklahoma City.
There's a couple of things that come into play here, Joe, at least for me. I'm not a big fan of Scotty Brooks either. His reticence to play young players, I think, works against him. We saw that certainly on the back end of his career in OKC. But there's a couple things that factor. Number one, and we've talked about this before, and they had that one time around past cycle with Washington. They came out of the playoff picture this year. They don't want to develop a losing mentality there. And Scott Brooks, for one thing, is not a losing coach. He can coach up, and he is a winner when it comes right down to it. That's number one. Number two, Kevin Durant. And I don't know whether or not it's going to come into play, but allegedly he has a terrific relationship with Kevin Durant. Durant accepted Billy Donovan but was upset by the movement of Scott Brooks. And the money that Washington has to throw at Kevin Durant, if you can combine the cash, because cash always wins, with the fact this is a guy you like playing for, that could make a big difference in what direction Kevin Durant goes in free agency. And if he ends up in Washington, boy, we having a conversation about a team on the come.
Okay. I mean, I don't know how much a coach factors into where a player goes to play. I just don't. These are adults, but and I don't think that.
Hey,
that's
look,
I said
money first.
money always is a factor, and they have money, but they do have opportunity, and that's the great point. John Wall, Bradley Beal, Marcin Gortat, you know, Otto Porter now in a bench role behind a Kevin Durant, you know, and there's other pieces there. And then on top of that, they'll have a pick in the lottery. And yep, as you said, they have enough money. Not only can they bring in Kevin Durant, they can bring in somebody else too.
True.
So, you know, Scotty Brooks also got one of the plum jobs out there. You know, the Washington job and the Minnesota job are two of the plum jobs in the NBA. They were filled quickly. One hiring I'm pretty sure was the right one. One I'm not so sure. And on that note, we step aside and we'll tie a bow around it for the week on the other side. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Boo. Well, I don't know about that. We were pretty good today. Thanks to Lang Green for coming on board from Basketball Insider. And insiders, plural. And, I'm looking at Scottie Brooks' record, and the 22-47 in his first year, they were just putrid. From there in, he never had a winning percentage of less than 550, and that was his last year with OKC when they were dealing with a lot of injuries. Sat out last year, 338 and 207 overall for a 620 winning percentage. 39 and 34 in the playoffs at 534. Was in the playoffs 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of his 7 years being coach. And look, it's he ran his time in OKC. It happens. I don't think he's a bad coach. I don't think he's a great coach. You don't want that losing environment to fester in your locker room. The Wiz took a step back this past year. They don't want it to happen again. Brooks is going to come in there. They got a 5-year deal in place with him. And again, when I see these deals and you're talking 5 years, I know they're disposable coaches in the NBA. But 5 years is a message to your locker room. They are telling you this guy's here for the long term. You better get your hind ends in gear. And again, will he be able to appeal to Kevin Durant and bring him into the fold going forward? Yeah, we'll see. We never got to Jake today. We'll talk about it probably on Monday when we start catching up on things over the weekend, but a very impressive no-hitter by Jake Arrieta yet again. Boy, he's turned out to be a phenomenon for the Chicago Cubs. Again, thanks to Lang Green for coming on board. Thanks to Joe. Thanks to Robert out in the West Coast. And most importantly, thanks to you, our listening audience. Stay tuned for all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll speak to you again on Monday.